25 Progressive Orgs petition Nancy Pelosi to begin impeachment. By Joshua Kaplan on June 4, 2019. Over 25 progressive groups have signed a letter once again demanding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, begin impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. As Speaker of the House, you have the power to ensure Congress exercises its constitutional obligation to hold this president accountable. But instead of using your power, you are giving us political excuses for why you shouldn't. The letter reads from far-left groups such as the Justice Democrats and the Women's March. Instead of leading, you and your colleagues have asked us to wait. Wait for the Mueller report, wait for the unredacted Mueller report. Wait for Mueller's testimony about the Mueller report. Wait for more investigations, wait for bipartisan consensus. Wait for impeachment to poll better, or wait for the 2020 election, it continues. The letter sent Tuesday comes as Pelosi continues to face immense pressure from dozens of Democrats on Capitol Hill to support impeachment. Over 50 congressional Democrats now say they support a measure to oust the president, as do several White House hopefuls, including Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Cory Booker, DNJ. The coalition of far-left organizations also cited the Trump administration's policies on immigration and LGBTQ rights in their plea for impeachment proceedings to begin. The letter states, "Waiting is not a privilege available to the families separated by his deportation force or his Muslim ban, or the asylum seekers languishing in Mexico, or people threatened by his embrace of white supremacy, or the LGBTQ people whose rights he is taking away, or the women whose bodies he is trying to control, or the communities threatened by his denial of the climate crisis." Special Counsel Robert Mueller's statement last Wednesday ignited a flurry of calls for impeachment despite reiterating his report's key finding. Investigators determined the Trump campaign and Russia did not commit criminal conspiracy during the 2016 presidential election. Though the special counsel did note several episodes of potential obstruction of justice, Attorney General William Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein determined that the president had not done so.